Hey everyone, we have an announcement.
Radically Necessary has merged.
We will be selling buttons and stickers exclusively on the Earth Tones Craft Shop Etsy page.
They ship internationally too.
So check out our merch on Etsy or follow us on Instagram at Radically Necessary Podcast for more information.
And now let's jump into the episode.
Welcome everyone to Radically Necessary. This is Brittany.
And this is Ariana, and this is our season recap, our annual recap, whatever. It was definitely longer than a season. But it's been good to talk to you over a year. It's been almost a year now.
Yeah, it's been kind of, it's really, whew, words. I think it's been very fascinating just to see how what we planned became this entire year-long arc of conversations and, you know, experiences.
And eerily, like, we didn't put this together in a certain way, but I think it's really funny, or interesting, maybe not funny, how a lot of our episodes, when we were recording them, not necessarily when they posted, they were very relevant to some issues that are, like, big in the media.
I know, right? Because, I mean, we can't plan what's going to be big in the media 6 months from now. Right. But it was very interesting how that ended up happening. And I think it made for, you know, more complex and more interesting conversations with between the two of us as well as with our guests.
It was really nice to talk to people with different thoughts on things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I have my strong feelings, and to hear, you know, people that live differently or like to do things a different way was nice.
Yeah. So what were kind of some of your expectations for this, Ariana? Kind of jumping into the project.
I mean, if I'm going to be honest, like, everybody we asked on the show, like, I had to be sure, or I felt like I had to be sure that I would know what they would say. Not, like, the words they would say, but, like, the energy, the type of energy that they would bring. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of helped me decide, or made me think, like, oh, if I invite this person I know what type of vibe they'll bring. Whereas I know some people that might have something interesting to say, but it might be weird getting there, and I didn't know how I'd react to that. I mean, why did you pick the people you picked?
Because they went along with the topics we were discussing. I mean, I think I really was excited just to see how everybody's energy was going to blend. You know, for me, it was like just deciding like who was going to be relevant to the topic, who was actually going to speak.
True.
Because I know we have a lot of there are a lot of people in this world that are like so introverted that they have a hard time with speaking, especially into a mic, you know, especially when there's going to be, you know, people listening, and it's going to be something that's in the ether forever kind of thing. So I was very surprised by some of the guests that we had from my end that were so candid and so open about themselves or the topic that we were discussing. And they shared a lot of stuff that I wouldn't have even considered, honestly.
Yes, I feel like there were episodes where I wanted to talk about a certain thing, mm-hmm. but I didn't know that others, you know, you or the other person we spoke to had experienced it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like when we talked with Vaughn and she talked about her experience with her delivery, that thing, whew,
yeah,
blew me away, man.
I don't think I was expecting all the emotion.
Yeah, there were a lot of feelings, and I don't like feelings.
But you did a really good job with being vulnerable and open about your feelings, because I think every time something really started to hit you, you were like, you said, hey, I'm having feelings right now.
I think in this along the way, I also wanted to have some growth from it. Like, I wanted to, like, lean into like, the conversation and my true thoughts about it and kind of grow from it a little bit, to be, like, expressive and not just, you know, general kind of pushing, you know, the conversation along. I was like, I want to kind of be a little raw in it.
Yeah. And I think it came through very nicely, because that was the purpose of Radically Necessary, is to have these conversations in a way that's authentic, in a way that's real, and that in a way that evokes, like, different perspectives and evokes real thought behind it and not just the same things that we've always talked about in the same ways we've always talked about them.
Yeah, the conversations were really important to me, and when I've gotten feedback from people I don't even know, they've said that. They've said it's like, it's a conversation and it feels like a conversation that they just kind of get to listen in on. So that was nice. Was it like an interview?
Right, right. It was more people just kind of feeling open enough to talk about difficult things, and we are all, like, everybody involved was so open and so authentic and so vulnerable. We had a lot of vulnerability, and I think that's a very special thing, especially because everybody on here was Black.
Yeah.
And vulnerability is not something that we get to share all that often.
I am still reeling that our first guest episode was our most listened to episode in general. Mm-hmm. Hafisa is a force.
Yes, she is. And I think the things that she had to say were very impactful for, I know for me, and I know you expressed it, and for a lot of the folks that listen to our podcast.
A lot of people, my partner's mother messaged me about it and said, I listened to that one. And it made me feel like this. And I was like, I did not know I was inviting this conversation.
Like, ooh, yeah, what was that like? To, like, have conversations with people outside of the podcast sphere or sphere?
It's cool, but it's also a little heavy sometimes, obviously. And, or maybe not obviously, but for me. And it was like, but thank you for, you know, feeling comfortable sharing that with me. And it was kind of just a moment to listen and bond a little bit with the person. Because it does take, you know, some, like, bravery, some confidence to just share that. Especially when it's something that's heavy on you.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that the first couple of episodes were really, really heavy. And especially the one with Hafisa, it was... We talked a lot about, like, the mother-daughter relationships that she's experienced with, you know, her mother, as well as being a mother to her child, her daughter, and her son. And just, like, that concept of strong Black woman and how that permeates how we walk through this world, how that permeates our jobs, our relationships, like, all of that. So I think that was a really heavy thing for us to start out with, but a really important thing for us to start out with.
And I think, you know, the expectations that come with that name or that trope of a strong Black woman, like, it's, there's a lot of pressure that comes from behind it and expectations. I try my hardest to, like, avoid having expectations about certain things, just because it's like, if I expect every person that looks like this to be like this, it's like... It's hard. Like, nobody can, everybody can't be the same thing, you know?
Exactly. Because we all are so different. Like, I think it goes back to that saying that's popped up a lot recently. It's just that Black people aren't a monolith. It's like, there's no group of people that are a monolith. And there's so much complexity and diversity within cultures and within, you know, types of people that need to be recognized and celebrated.
Exactly. Exactly. What about you? When you were going into this, what were you looking for? What were you expecting? Or what surprised you, I guess?
I kind of went into this with an openness. I wasn't sure what to expect because honestly, I didn't know what to expect for myself. Because I generally keep a lot of what I feel and what I believe and what I think about to myself. And so I was very, and I think you could see the progression of me from the beginning to as we went along and I got more comfortable. Because then I was just like, whatever, I'm just going to say. And if I don't like it, then we could always edit it out. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Of course.
But it just kind of took that pressure away from it. So I think I surprised myself with how vulnerable I allowed myself to be and how open I allowed myself to be and how just how authentic that you and I both allowed ourselves to be, but also allowed our guests to be. Like, we created that kind of a space to talk about things that are tough, with using humor, with using anger, like even the last few episodes and how angry we were during those, like the fact that we felt comfortable doing that makes my heart happy.
No, for sure. Like I did not, most of the episodes, you know, we have a couple questions to guide our conversation, but like for the most part, everything else is just raw, like off the top of the head, mm-hmm. nothing super planned out, nothing scripted. Like, and I was like, I did not think we were going to go that way.
No. Here we are. And those are the funnest conversations when we don't have any expectations for them. We just were like, okay, this is the topics that we're going to try to hit and let's go there.
Yeah.
So that was the fun part of not having expectations, was that so much of it was surprising. And I love that, that it just invited other conversations, because there are more than just Black people that are listening to this. There are people from all different types of countries, all different, you know, backgrounds, religious backgrounds, racial backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, all of that. There's so much diversity in people that listen to this podcast. And so having those conversations from people of different backgrounds, and how there are things that they're surprised about, or things that they never paid attention to, or things that they never knew, that they got to learn from that. And that's the reason why we wanted to have this radically necessary space to talk about those things and open up communication.
I mean, to be honest, I didn't even think people were going to listen. I knew I would be talking, right? And we'd be discussing stuff that's in, you know, important to me, but still, just to see how many views, listens, downloads we got, it was really cool. And then I think consistently at one point people were listening in I think 7 different countries. Like that is just wild to me.
Yeah it was amazing to see that spread of people all over the literally all over the world listening to us. Well, one of the things that we talked about with this season recap was talking about how we can use our voices, whether that's us as this podcast hosts, or us as people out in the wild, or other people that are listening to this. So, Ariana, what would you say has been something that you've learned over the course of this podcast, or just in life over the last year? Because a lot has happened over the last year that helped you to feel comfortable enough to use your voice.
Man, and Brittany's been a catalyst in some of these thoughts too, because she posted this video, and since I've watched that video, my mind can't get it out of my head. I've been reading this really great book for a while now, chapter by chapter, called Hood Feminism. It's so good. I can only listen to it in like chunks at a time, and I can't listen to it on the way to work because I would have to go on home. But like it's one, and then I just come home at the end of the day hype as fuck, and my partner's like, you need to chill out, like it's 7 o'clock, you're about to start a rally and it's, you know, late, it's a little late for that. And so I just really liked how I, you know, got to feel strong and passionate and confident in the things I was discussing, and really getting to, you know, share your thoughts with you. But it also, in my everyday life, it made me, even though it was me talking the whole time, you know, and, you know, our conversations, it still felt like it was okay to continue to do this in my everyday life. Like, I felt like I speak up a bit more at work now, and I'm, like, not going to take it, you know, if it's not it, you know, if it's not good, if it's not beneficial to me, I'm like, now I have to say something. There's only so many outcomes from saying what you think.
Yeah. And I think I think that I would definitely agree with that, because
Keep that sound clip in.
I mean, and that's one of the things too, is like this imperfection. Yeah, like I think that this podcast has allowed me to play with, is that I don't have to say the right things or express my feelings in the quote unquote right way or the respectable way all the time. Sometimes I am going to get mad and I am going to say something that probably isn't great to say, but it's how I feel. And as long as it's not hurting people, then so be it. So I think that this has allowed the space for more authentic expression of my feelings and for standing up for people and speaking up about things. Like, I'm still working on the whole standing up for myself part in my life. Professionally, it's hard. Personally, I'm getting a lot better at it, but definitely when it comes to standing up for other people, I'm a lot better at noticing things, and I'm a lot better at saying, hey, this is not okay. Here are some of the solutions. And even sometimes where it's like, I know this is not okay, and I don't necessarily have a solution right now, but we need to do something different. It's that openness and that, you know, we don't have to have all the answers, so we don't have to have every solution figured out before we call things out. It would be interesting to hear from our listeners as well about how this podcast has helped them to use their voice and in situations and in navigating situations where they are having to speak up about things on their own behalf or the behalf of other people, or, you know, just in their families and friend culture groups to, you know, address some of the issues that we've discussed or some of the issues that we haven't discussed that they feel are important for them in their lives.
No, I would. I would love to hear that. Like, what's something you want to hear about? And just because you said it doesn't mean we're going to do it, but I still want to hear about it.
Yeah. Yes. Leave comments. Go to our Instagram page. Our Instagram page is Radically Necessary Podcast, or at Radically Necessary Podcast on Instagram. Send us some messages. Let us know what you guys thought, how this has helped you grow, if it hasn't helped you grow. If there are conversations that y'all want to hear more about or conversations that you want to be a part of, like, just let us know. We'd love to hear from you. And so kind of with that, what can our listeners expect to come from the next season? Because this is not it for Radically Necessary.
The way we ended was so powerful. And so just, you know, carrying on, not that exact same energy, but like that same passion, you know.
Yeah, I like that. And so does my cat, Diana.
Yeah, because I was just like, wow, like that was a hot episode for me. Like, I don't know. It's like the part about getting angry. And I think it's really nice to see some things change in life a little bit as we're talking about these conversations and how we feel about things and whether or not we think things are okay or right or helpful. But we really tried, and I really tried anyway, to be respectful of the things to a certain extent, respectful of the things that I was against.
Mm-hmm.
Like certain parental practices, for example, or the way people communicate. It's like, you don't necessarily have to have the same ideas, or just because this is what's happened doesn't mean what has to continue. And that was something that was intentional. I was like, yeah, I get that this is what you learned, but just because that's what you learned doesn't mean that's what I'm going to carry on.
Exactly.
I've also learned a lot about you. I mean, I have. Like, honestly, you know, when we had the episode with Ra, and he was like, yeah, I feel like you're pretty close with Brittany. I'm like, you know, like, I'm going to say we are friends, but I wouldn't mm-hmm. say close friends. Like I said in that episode, it's like, mm-hmm. You know, every episode, literally, we learn more about each other.
Yes.
We maybe didn't know, because we did work together, but, yeah. You know, then I moved.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we work together, but that's also a different kind of relationship when you are working with someone than working on a project like this that's more personal. Also, I think you and I both have grown and changed so much since we left that job where we worked together, like, in ways we're very, like, the same people, but in a lot of ways we're very different people than we were, gosh, almost a year ago? Over a year ago now?
Over a year ago now.
Wow. My mind is blown. But
my mind is blown just how crazy things got at the job we had left. That was wild too, but
and I think a lot of what happened towards the end of our job led to us doing something like this, because we needed to use our voice, and we felt a lot of, if I could use some English, that'd be great.
a lot of our job was about helping and assisting and supporting, but it was still very bureaucratic. It was still very limited in what we could talk about and what we could discuss and what we could put out there because of funding, because of money.
Yeah. And, but also just like the, our personal experience there is like we, and like in leaving, we had to speak up for ourselves and for each other as colleagues a lot towards the end there. And I think that even the concept, which this is what I was thinking about earlier and I forgot. I like how we started out talking about the angry Black woman trope and stereotype and how we ended with anger. Like, and showing that that anger was okay. And that was something that we had to deal with at our old job, is how to express our anger and our frustration and our acknowledgement of the discrimination. And now, like, we are able to find our voice and have the words to be able to express that in an authentic way, and not just a, I'm going to try my best to present as a very calm, quiet person while also expressing my anger, you know? So I think it's very interesting how that all ended up playing into where we are now with this podcast and where we are now as people.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was good. I don't want to drag this out. I just kind of wanted to reminisce a little bit.
Well, if you have nothing else, Ariana.
I think it's the first time I don't have anything else.
Awesome. So that's a wrap on season one of Radically Necessary. You have some time, everyone, to catch up on all of our older episodes that you've missed. Re-listen to some of the ones that are just stick with you, that you need to, you know, reprocess or something like that. And we'll be back with another season coming up here soon. In the meantime, make sure you guys follow Earth Tones craft shop on Etsy. There's some amazing crochet
and custom pieces.
That's the words. Yes, in custom pieces, and also some merch for Radically Necessary coming up. So get on it, guys. All right. Thank you all for listening to season one of Radically Necessary, and we will speak with you all soon for season two. This is Brittany.
And this is Ariana. Thanks for listening
to Radically Necessary.